MichaelRoizen.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And we're privileged today to have Howie Mandel. Yes, that Howie Mandel, the great game show host. He's a comedian, TV personality, who's used to making people laugh. But we're going to ask him about a serious subject. That is, he has a role in a campaign called Fibs or Facts. He's 60 years old, and he grew up near where I grew up. I grew up in Buffalo. He grew up on the northern side of the border, which is now that fabulous town of Toronto. And since the Cleveland Clinic has relationships both on both sides of the border, I can't resist great nature of Mr. Mandel. Should I call you Howie or Mr. Mandel?
You call me, no, call me Howie. And what do you mean you can't resist my nature? What is that?
Well, meaning I look at people in Canada as being both more polished and more friendly and more fun than they are in the United States.
I think I'm friendly and fun. I don't know that I'm more polished. I don't know that I represent the country in that. I think when you think polished, is Howie Mandel, my name does not come to mind.
So how did this happen that you got involved in something called Fibs or Facts?
Well, I got to tell you that I am I have my own mental health issues that I've been dealing with my whole life. So and which have kept me away from the medical profession. You know, I didn't go to doctors and I don't get checkups. So as luck would have it, about 5 or 6 years ago, I was doing a television show. I was actually in Toronto doing a television show. And when you start a television show, part of the business of television is they take out insurance policies on performers, directors, producers, you know, to make sure because the network or whoever's buying the show is spending a great amount of money on the show. So they buy insurance policies. And to that end, they send an MD to wherever you are to give you a checkup, and he or she will tick off all the boxes and tell the insurance company that they believe that you can survive the duration of the production, so therefore it's okay for the network to put money into it, and they're insured if something should go wrong. So I was in a hotel, not even with the rest of the cast of the show. And it's a very surfacey kind of checkup. You know, it's like 5 questions and barely a touch. And the guy puts the stethoscope to my chest and he goes, uh-oh. And I'm not a medical expert, though I did play one on TV for years in the 80s. I was on a show called Ten Elsewhere. I really don't know that much about it, but I will tell you, I know that uh-oh is probably medical terminology for something's not fantastic. So I asked him what the uh-oh was, and he said, you're an AFib, and which sounded like Latin to me. I had no idea what he was saying, and I said, what does that mean? And he goes, your heartbeat is irregular, and how long have you been in this condition, or are you aware of this? I said, I didn't know it was conditioned. I didn't know I was in it now, so to know that I was in it now, I find it very difficult to tell you when this ignorance began for me. I have no idea what this is, but he goes, this can be dangerous, and if you have any, and I didn't, I think I'm, ignorance is bliss, and I'm blissful for, you know, when I'm not suffering with my OCD and anxiety and that, I did not feel anything. You know, I have a crazy schedule. And due to that crazy schedule, at times I'm, you know, very tired and I could be dizzy, but these are not.
And so many people know you're on one TV show, but the part of the crazy schedule is you're doing more than one and you do a lot of personal appearances.
Well, I do up to 200 live dates a year, stand-up comic. I do as I speak to you now, I'm in New York, but on Friday, what's today? Today's Saturday. On Thursday morning at 7 o'clock, I started doing meetings in New York, and then went over and did the Jimmy Kimmel show at 5-6 o'clock. After the Jimmy Kimmel show, I jumped on a plane and flew to New York and landed in New York at 3 a.m. I got picked up at my hotel at 7 a.m. and spent all day, the premiere of AGT, America's Got Talent. I shot all day till 1 a.m. last night, you know, or this morning. So it was almost 3 hours sleep in 24 hours. That's pretty normal schedule for me. I know that it's crazy. I love what I do. I feel like the luckiest guy in the world. So for me to feel, you know, if I would focus on how I felt, you know, for me to feel a little bit tired or to feel somewhat out of sorts might not be, I wouldn't chalk it up to any issue besides my schedule. So he says, you should go to the hospital right away, because I don't have any gauge in as far as how long this has been going on. If this has been going on for a long time and you've been in this condition, it's very dangerous. I subsequently learned that AFib, atrial fibrillation, not due to a heart valve problem, is this irregular electrocardial problem. And it's just not my heart muscle, but the electrical, you know, your heart gets a little shock. And then
right, let me do a diversion for you,
a listener who may not know, your heart gets a little shock like an engine, like a spark plug, and the muscle of your heart contracts, and that's what pumps out from the cylinders in your heart. And if that is irregular, or if the heart can't fully contract before another shock comes in, you're pumping out all the blood. The blood could live in your ventricle or your and you could have blood clots and your chance of throwing a stroke or, you know, or getting some sort of blood clot. Did not know that. What I learned subsequently is that over 6 million Americans have this, that if you have it and don't take care of it, you're 5 times more likely to have a blood clot or a stroke and cause death, but it can be controlled and you can take care of it. So I learned this, and I'm taking care of it, and I'm doing fine, and I'm still maintaining that schedule, and I feel good. But what was scary was I didn't know I had it, and a lot of people don't know they have it. And if you don't know you have it and you don't take care of it, it can be dangerous. So I partnered with the lovely people at Bristol Myers Squibb and Pfizer, and we came up with this fibsorfacts.com website. And I'm telling you,
which is a very fun website.
Pardon me?
It is a very fun website. It is Fibs or Fact, and you get a questionnaire. I think it's 10 questions. I can't remember. Maybe 9.
You say questionnaire, and I say it's a quiz. It's more fun. There are questions. You get scored. There are fantastic pictures of me, which is worth the price of admission. It's absolutely free. So you can play a game, maybe learn something. I hope you learn something. But for everybody that goes to that and takes the quiz, Bristol Myers Squibb and Pfizer will donate $1 to the National Stroke Association. So it is a win-win situation. So I'm on this little campaign to not only inform people about atrial fibrillation, but to tell people to go to fibsorfacts.com.
And so fibsorfacts.com, if you go there, they've already donated $35,000, I think it is, to the National Stroke Association, and will donate up to $30,000 more, or one or the other, but it's close to that. And so anytime you take the test on Fibs or Facts, or get one of your friends to. So the message here is, one, go there, have fun. You'll see some pictures of Howie, and you'll learn an awful lot. And this is a increasing problem. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about Fibs or Fact and a little more about Howie Mandel. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenics collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenics is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a, what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking to Howie Mandel. I almost said Dr. Howie Mandel because he described what happens in a heart better than most physicians can describe it. That is, you have an electrical signal. Often starts in the pulmonary veins, and that goes through your AV node, and goes to the ventricles, and that's what stimulates the ventricle, which is the thick part of the muscle, to contract. It contracts, pumping blood out to the rest of the body, and so we say there are problems with the electrical system, there are problems with blood flow, and there are problems with muscle. So there are three problems you can get to. One of the most interesting things, and it's very well done in this website, Fibs or Facts, is that atrial fibrillation is a leading and increasing cause of problems because as we age, it's more common. And we don't know really why. We think it's due to hardening of the pulmonary venous system. That is something happening in veins, and it happens. There obviously is a genetic component to it, but it is a largely, we think, environmentally triggered process in many people. To show you how he said that he discovered it his own during an insurance exam for being able to if you will, key man insurance, when he was going back on a TV show and they wanted to make sure he was able to survive the TV show rigors. But that it's not unusual that people don't know they're in atrial fibrillation. One of the things that has happened with the iPhone and other things can tell you a story about that. When the iPhone was recently, spread, one of the things the iPhone does is you can put its surface against your chest and it will tell you your electrocardiogram, or it will print out your or display your electrocardiogram. Well, they did this in a group of about 350 physicians that were at the Cleveland Clinic for a conference. And it turned out they did this just to show how easy it was. This is probably a year and a half ago. And unbeknownst to them, it was two of the physicians had significant atrial fibrillation and needed would have been advised to get treatment immediately. Those physicians didn't know they had atrial fibrillation. It was totally unbeknownst to them. And if you hadn't have done the iPhone electrocardiogram, they still may not know. That's how it wouldn't be known. And yet you would have the same severe risk of side effects, that increase in stroke risk that is common with atrial fibrillation. So do go to fibsorfacts.com, fibs or facts. It's a FIBSORFACTS, two S's.com, and take the quiz. It gets an extra dollar for the National Stroke Association, as the sponsors of the website donate that and have donated, I think it's over $35,000 last year and over $30,000 this year towards that goal. Howie, how did you, once you discovered you had atrial fibrillation, what happened next? Was there anything serious that happened to you?
Well, the truth be told is I didn't want to take care of it. I don't like going to the doctor. It's not as enjoyable as talking to one on the radio. So I eventually got really tired and sick, but I started taking care of it, and I went and took care of it. And there are, what I learned and kind of educated myself to it, is there are many, many possibilities in managing this issue. And the key is manage the issue, and it's very manageable. And, you know, you said it's becoming more prevalent in people over 50, and I just imagine that's because people over 50 are more, they're probably more apt to go get a checkup, whereas young people weren't. What I have been, and just because I've been so public about it, it's amazing who gets it, you know, who has come up to me, and it's young and old and men and women and people who are in shape. You know, if you look at me, I don't think you'd think that I would have a heart issue. You know, I've run, I am continue to today, or run 7 miles a day, just about every day. I'm in good physical shape, you know, but medically, so I don't know if, you know, I can't speak to what causes it. I don't know that whether it's genetic, whether it's stress, whether it was my diet. I don't know what, I can just tell you that over 6 million people are diagnosed with it right now. And I would imagine, as you just said, you know, you guys were testing an iPhone app, and doctors didn't even know they had it. So you can imagine how many or what percentage of the listeners right now may have it, not even know that they have. So it's worthy of, you know, bringing it up to your doctor, going to fibsorfacts.com, talking to somebody. And I guarantee you that if you don't have it, somebody you know or somebody in your family will have it. And information is the first line of defense.
Right. I think it must, and I don't know this, I can't remember the data on it, and I should have looked it up, and I can probably find it at the Fibs or Fact website, but it is around 2.25% of all Americans have it. But I think it is, if you look at it, it's probably about 1% of 50-year-olds, about 3% of 60-year-olds, about 5% of 70-year-olds, and about 10% of 80-year-olds, and it keeps going up. So there is an
But
age.
I know, I actually know, I know people in their 20s and 30s that have it.
Yes, and no. There, it is. It doesn't spare any age, but it does get more common as we get older.
Okay.
And but that doesn't mean any. It does mean, in fact, you are exactly right. You need to take precautions against strokes if you have it. And in some cases, you need to take precaution against too rapid heart rate. But the main thing is to get to a physician so that it can be managed and you can get to a specialist. There now are a number of people who specialize in the treatment of atrial fibrillation. So it is important. So Fibs or Facts, F-I-B-S or Facts is the website, fibsorfacts.com. And I want to thank Howie for both his making us all happier and laughing more, as well as his service in Fibs or Facts and helping raise awareness on atrial fibrillation. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. And watch, this Tuesday night is the premiere of the 10th anniversary of America's Got Talent on NBC.
America's Got Talent on NBC Tuesday night. That is a wonderful thing, and I'm hoping that the Cleveland Cavaliers are running away with the game enough so that I can watch that on a second TV.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Take care. Thank you. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. You can listen to the second hour always at RadioMD.com or hopefully on your local station. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.